Episode 10, Pentagon Hearing, May 17th, 2022, Galactic Federation Reveal from Dr. Chaim Eshad and President Trump's Engagement. We waited almost a year after the June 2021 UAP disclosure, anticipating more new information that the Pentagon holds dear. Promptly at 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on May 17, 2022, I found the hearing live on YouTube and watched patiently as the Pentagon officials introduced themselves. To be honest, I wasn't expecting anything new because over the past year, I found reports that the Pentagon didn't really want to release more information on sightings that were glazed over in the 2021 report. But I was hopeful for some new, never-disclosed facts. I considered this hearing one of the greatest events in UFO history since the Pentagon admitted encounters with UFOs over at least the past 20 years and waited. I wanted to know about some of the 143 unknowns and also some in-depth data on electromagnetic disturbances reported by the fighter pilots. But no, they never intended to reveal more information on the 143 sightings. During the two-hour hearing, we got some history, a new video from 2019 taken of a UAP passing far from the cockpit of an F-18 fighter jet, with the pilot saying he saw a circular object. I guess that's what I had expected. I continued to watch a botched video presentation with troubles cueing the video, playing it over several times with a glimpse of a fleeting object that you couldn't make out in the top right corner of the screen. What did we see? Well, nothing. I understand the Pentagon doesn't really want to reveal more, at least for now. The second video they played was a night vision recording of two triangular objects that appeared in the Pacific, also from 2019, captured above the USS Oklahoma off San Diego, that they decided were drones hovering about 1,000 yards, 3,000 feet, above the Navy warship. Recently, the fact that they were drones was debunked by UFO investigator, retired F-16 pilot Chris Lato, who has been analyzing these videos, and Jeremy Corbell, a UFO researcher and videographer. Jeremy said he interviewed several eyewitnesses from the ship who stated they saw over 100 objects, some observed hovering for at least 4 hours. These so-called drones sighted above the ship were doing what other UAPs have been reported, crazy, unbelievable maneuvers, tracked ascending to over 21,000 feet. And since drones, even the most sophisticated, have a limited battery life and need to go back to their launch location, which is estimated to be at least 50 miles to shore, it's unlikely they were drones. Yes, during this historic hearing, we got to see a few new tidbits to appease us. And at the end, they said they promised to release new information when they encountered the phenomena. Oh, sure, I thought. I won't hold my breath. Now, on a positive note, they did admit they were tracking unknown objects and it could be a national security problem, and they wanted to find out what they were. This openness is more than the Pentagon has ever offered on the existence of unidentified flying objects. So they reveal just about nothing, with a good chance we'll get more nothings in the near future. It was a real disappointment. Sorry for being so negative, but what we really need is a few brave people with the knowledge to start leaking. But what our government has been doing for years is hiding and denying the real facts and debunking and discrediting honest and credible witnesses to the greatest kept secret. Earth has been host to visitors with technology way beyond our own. And officials have ignored the national security threat because it seems the unknown visitors in crazy crafts haven't confronted us. Maybe because they know that if they do, like the classic science fiction movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, our military will gun them down as soon as they land. But on the other hand, we've seen reports from military officials that the aliens are already in contact with our government and they have a base here, but all it's kept secret. Guess they don't want the population to panic, like what happened when the radio drama War of the Worlds, performed by Orson Welles, was broadcast on Halloween night in 1938. Many listeners missed the beginning of the broadcast because at the time they would channel surf and they thought we were really being attacked by Martians and went crazy in the streets. Maybe that's why our government is keeping a lid on the UAP facts. But I feel that we can take the truth, as many scientists have concluded, including the Harvard astronomer Avi Loeb, who is head of the Galileo Project to search for the truth about UFOs. Real adults can accept we have been visited by extraterrestrials. Or maybe they're not from a far-off galaxy, but a secret ancient Earth culture, thousands of years advanced, hiding in the ocean depths. Maybe the myth of the lost continent of Atlantis isn't a myth. I have been watching a lot of older reports that a YouTube channel has been uploading, and I'm convinced that we have been visited just from the reports covered. The channel is Eyes on Cinema, with seemingly credible reports by those who came forward, including many commercial airline pilots, police officers and sheriffs, military generals, honest regular citizens, teachers, and school children who have nothing to gain by lying. Some of these videos are of abductions, which for a long time I've never believed. Many of the incidents featured are from newspaper reports and live witness interviews from the 1960s and to more recent reports covered on television news programs. One of the thousands of famous sightings worldwide, including the flap over the White House in July 1950, 2 days in a row. Maybe the extraterrestrials were making a point because the military were testing A-bombs in the southern Nevada desert. After seeing some of these stories of people who reported being swept off this earth in an alien craft with absolutely no sound except a quiet humming, and probed by so-called extraterrestrials who claim to be residents in a far-off star system, I've become a believer. The stories were amazing, many with proof. One featured an interview with a truck driver who snapped photos with a Polaroid camera in broad daylight as he was driving down a local road. He captured two photos of a silver saucer-shaped object across the highway about 500 feet in the sky. They were examined and proved to be authentic, and he never tried to profit from his story. And when interviewed, he said, "I don't care if people don't believe me. It happened, and I have proof." In spite of the government's reluctance to set the record straight, some influential UAP experts from within and outside the Pentagon said many private researchers are gaining momentum, but slowly. Some astonishing scientific facts and logical conclusions are entering our mainstream media, a lot with the help of YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, covering hundreds of UFO experts, witnesses, and researchers. Much of the facts have been revealed online via YouTube presentations, roundtable hearings, and interviews, including discussions with civilian and credible military eyewitnesses. And after digesting at least 100 of these current reports, my conclusion is that these UAPs may not be from this earth, but extraterrestrial in origin. Where are they hiding, you may ask? And my answer is they may be based in our oceans, or they may be entering in and out of our airspace through another dimension. I know you're thinking this is a fantastic and impossible theory, but we only know of three dimensions. Could there be other physical dimensions as theorized by some of our physicists, but physically undiscovered? Of course, that's a possibility. Other dimensions may be used by extraterrestrials to close the vast distance from their home world, within or beyond our home galaxy, the Milky Way. Who knows what's up? Oh, yes, our U.S. government knows on a number of levels. They're just not very talkative. But what we do know is that these amazing UAP crafts sighted by thousands of people with their unaided eyes fly through our skies performing impossible maneuvers without a sound or observable form of propulsion. And these maneuvers cannot be reproduced by any conventional earthly craft. Another theory is that they are watching us like concerned parents monitoring their children. But online you can hear what these UAP experts have to say about why, when, and where. Of course, it won't really make it to mainstream until the Pentagon releases more substantial data. We want to see the high-resolution photos and videos of these craft. And you know, without a doubt, they have them. We also want to see the recovered crafts we know they possess. And lastly, we want to see those alien bodies that were publicized when the Roswell incident of 1947 happened. Many researchers believe that it was real with an orchestrated cover-up. Weather balloon, my derriere. We want to see the autopsy or autopsies. One last thought. In 2020, the retired former head of the Israeli Defense Ministry and Space Program, Dr. Chaim Eshad, age 87, made a shocking claim that the U.S. and Israel had a treaty with extraterrestrials representing the Galactic Federation. And President Trump was going to reveal the facts, but was persuaded to keep his mouth shut. The article I read was published on December 8, 2020, at NBC.com and in the Jerusalem Post, and was carried by many sources. When I viewed the report, I thought Dr. Eshad's claim was crazy and unbelievable, and he must have been speaking from early stages of dementia. In fact, it was also reported by the BBC, and they laughed it off. This couldn't be true. If it was, it would be an incredible fact. I was curious and checked Eshad's credentials and found that he had a degree in electrical engineering and was a professor of aeronautics and astronautics and co-founder of the Israel Space Agency and Space Research Institute. And he headed Israel's space program for 30 years. He sounded impressive to me. Maybe it's true. As I said, I'm convinced that the truth is out there. So stay tuned for more of my UAP analysis. Who knows? My next podcast may include Pentagon-released high-resolution photos of what they have. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and also check out my YouTube channel, Cyber Times LLC, or Crazy Techie. Thanks again.